罗马书第十二章
Romans chapter 12
不是希伯来书是罗马书第十二章我们要读第三节
We want to read verse 3
罗马书第十二章第你说上一次已经读了
You say we have done verse 3
我知道
I know
我们再读这一节
Let us read it again
大家一同开声来读能够背的不必看把它读出来一二三我凭着所赐给我的恩对你们个人说不要看自己过于所当看要照着上帝所分给个人信心的大小看得合乎中道这一事我凭着所赐给我的恩对你们个人说不要看自己过于所当看要照着上帝所分给个人信心的大小看得合乎中道我们低头祷告
Let us pray.
主啊求你赐福今天的聚会赐福今天的讲论给我们在这一节圣经中间看见你的命令看见你的劝勉看见你的奥秘看见你的计划看见你对我们身上所要做的工作使我们可以照着你的话我们明白你的旨意照着你自己的恩典我们好好对待自己照着你给我们信心的大小看自己看得合乎中道你听我们的祷告我们过去已经有四次的时间讲到这一节圣经的意义如今求主给我们更完美的认识更深入的认识更正确的明白这一节圣经的意义感谢赞美奉主耶稣基督得胜的尊名求你阿们我们已经用了四次的时间讲这些圣经
We have preached on this verse for four occasions
这些圣经是圣经中间几乎没有其他的圣经讲这么清楚一节自己衡量自己的圣经
This is a unique verse that talks about yourself judging yourself in the entire Bible
人自己对待自己不对、
right. It is not too right for us to look at ourselves
一生就走错路
And if we do, if we judge ourselves wrongly, we will go the wrong way
人自己对自己衡量本来就常常是错误的
And indeed, we judge ourselves always wrongly
为什么呢
Why is this
因为我们失去了一生之间的关系我们就不可能照着神的标准来看自己
We have lost our relationship with God and so we cannot use His standard to judge ourselves
一个人照着自己的标准来看自己的时候
When a person judges himself by his own standards
他不是把自己看得太高就是把自己看得太低
He will overestimate himself or underestimate himself
把自己看得太高的结果就是轻看别人夺取上帝的荣耀变成像撒旦一样的骄傲
When he overestimates himself, he will go into arrogance and take away the glory from God and be like Satan.
把别人看得最低最低的地步的时候，甚至敢于把别人杀死。
And at the point where you despise others so much, you may even murder them.
一个把自己看得过高的人。
But when a person looks at himself as too high,
自以为他应当做全人类的领袖。
He probably thinks that he should be the leader for all mankind.
奋斗是以自己为中心。
And so he strives for his own purpose.
他的所有的自尊都是把别人降卑的自尊。
And all his self-dignity is derived from despising others.
二十世纪就出了几个这样的人。
There are a few people in the 20th century like this.
特别是德国的希特拉。
Especially Adolf Hitler of Germany.
他的《我的奋斗》那一本书。
In his book, My Struggle.
小小的一本书。
A very small book.
平均每一个字要叫几千万人为他死。But、几千个人为他死。
Every single word would result in the death of thousands of people.
因为他把自己看得太高太高。
He elevated himself too highly.
希特拉相信不但是德国人是全世界最优秀的民族。
Adolf Hitler believed that the Germanic race is the best in the world.
希特拉更相信他在德国人中间是优秀中间最优秀的分子。
And he believed himself to be the best among the best Germans.
所以他所谓的我的奋斗。
And so in his book, My Struggle.
其实就是把你斗死他才甘愿。
Was actually meant to struggle you to death.
单单犹太人被杀的就650万。
Just the Jews alone, 6.5 million died.
这个人成为德国有史以来最大的咒诅。
Adolf Hitler became the greatest curse of the German people.
同样一个人。
The same person.
德国出了一个马丁路德。
There was a Martin Luther from Germany.
整个信仰带回正轨。
Who brought the entire faith to the right direction.
把整个德文提到世界级的地位。
And elevated the German language to the world class language.
把上帝的道翻译成德文。
He translated the word of God into German.
500年以后的今天。
And 500 years later today.
马丁路德所翻译的德文还是 德国文学里面最好的基础。
The translated work of Martin Luther still is one of the best literary work of Germany.
马丁路德改教的精神。
His spirit in the Reformation.
成为德国人不随便妥协的一个榜样。
Becomes an example for the German not to compromise.
马丁路德忠于上帝的道的这一个信仰。
The faith that Martin Luther had towards God's word.
成为许多教会的软弱的时候复兴这个提神剂。
Became the revival essence for churches when they are weak.
马丁路德对世界的贡献很大。
The contribution of Martin Luther was great.
他也成为德国人的一个骄傲。
And he became the pride of the Germans.
同样一个德国人。
The same Germans.
希特拉把德国弄到全部败坏，整个国家到很低落、毁坏的地步。
Adolf Hitler brought the entire German nation to a place of destruction.
为什么呢？
Why was this
一个人照着神的恩典看自己，看得合乎中道。
One looked at himself upon the grace of God in the right way.
另外一个是轻看上帝的恩典，把自己看成像上帝一样。
By another person looked down on the grace of God and treated himself as God.
毛泽东也是如此。
毛泽东 was the same.
他把自己当着神来看待。
He treated himself as if he were God.
他轻看上帝。
And he despised God.
他几次讲人定胜。
A few times he said the human being will win God.
他把神把他降低了。
He brought God down.
把自己升高了。
And elevated himself.
把百姓当作炮灰一样。
And look at the people as if they were cannon fodder.
他统治期间的。
Within his rule.
中国被误杀的人超过3500万人。
Probably 35 million people died.
那是到1962年的记录。
That is the record in 1962.
1966到1976。
In
1966,
another 30 odd million died because of the Cultural Revolution. Why?
有一个人看自己过于所当看的。
Because one person looked upon himself greater than he should.
这节圣经是很大的一节圣经。
This is a very important verse.
是每一个人都应当谨慎注意，好好遵行圣经。
It's every one of us should be conscientious about this.
我们要靠着主的恩。
By the grace of God,
不要靠着自己。
Let us not rely on ourselves.
保罗说不要像那些人。
The apostle Paul says, "Do not be like them."
他们用别人衡量自己。
They use others to judge themselves.
他们用自己衡量自己。
And they use themselves to judge themselves.
用别人衡量自己是错的。
It is wrong to use others to judge yourself.
用自己衡量自己也是错的。
It is also wrong to judge yourself in your own way.
所以我们靠着神的恩典来衡量自己。
By the grace of God, let us judge ourselves.
那么保罗凭着什么资格劝我们这样衡量自己呢？
So why was the apostle Paul qualified to tell us this?
保罗自己做榜样。
He was an example himself.
他说我凭着上帝的恩典劝你们。
He said, "By the grace of God, I say this to you."
不要看自己过于所当看。
Do not think of yourself more highly than you ought.
但是保罗是照着上帝的恩典劝别人。
And so he does that by the grace of God.
这个句句不断靠着上帝的恩讲话的使徒。
This apostle that kept speaking by the grace of God.
他自己做了榜样，所以他有权柄、有资格告诉我们怎样对待自己。
He himself was an example, so he qualified to tell us what to do.
保罗说：“靠着上帝的恩劝你们。”
He said, "By the grace given to me, I say to you."
劝你们什么呢？
What did he say?
不要错看自己。
Do not treat yourself the wrong way.
不要错估自己。
Do not judge yourself wrongly.
那么要怎样才能正确、正常、合法的看待自己呢？
So what is the right way we should judge ourselves?
照着上帝所赐给个人信心的大小。
It is in accordance with the measure of faith God has given to us.
这样的保罗在这里很直接的告诉我们。
So he told us directly.
每一个人都有信心。
That every one of us has faith.
信心不是从个人出来的。
And faith did not come from ourselves.
信心是从上帝给的。
It came from God.
所以照着上帝所赐给个人的信心。
With the measure of faith God has given to each one of us.
上帝把信心赐给我们。
When God gave us the faith.
是怎样赐给我们？
How did he do that?
而且每一个人得的信心不一样大的。
And everybody has a different measure.
所以你说若是这样，我就不需要长进了。
If this were the case, I don't have to grow.
因为信心大，信心小都是神给的。
It seems that God is in charge of all this.
如果神给我的信心是小的
，If God gave me a small faith,
那我就不能做什么，因为神给我小的信心。
Then I can't do anything because He gave me small faith.
有的人信心领受是大的
，But some people receive great faith.
因为上帝把大的信心给那个人。
Because God has given him great faith.
信心如果是上帝给的。
If faith indeed was given by God,
我为什么还要听这句话？你要信，你要信，我不能信嘛。
Why would I need to listen to people telling me to believe?
所以请你注意哦。
So take note of this.
信心在圣经的用法。
The way the word faith is used in the Bible,
通常是主动的一个名词。
Many times it's active in
nature. 你要信。
You must believe.
要你自己要产生信心。
As if you yourself must produce the faith.
你自己要表现那个信心。
You got to express that faith.
这个信心呢，好像人是站在主动的地方。
It seems that man is in an active position.
大概在某些重要的圣经里面。
But in several important Bible verses,
圣经也说信心是上帝给的。
The Bible says faith came from God.
信心到底是从神而来的恩典呢？
So is faith a grace from God?
或者人对神的恩典的反应呢？
Or a response towards the grace of God?
如果信心是神给人的恩典，
If faith is a grace from God,
人就完全站在被动的地步里面。
Then we will all be passive.
如果信心是人对神恩典的反应，
But if faith is the response that we give towards the grace of God,
人才可能站在主动的地步。
Then we can take an active role.
但是圣经里面所讲的信心到底是什么呢？
So what is this faith the Bible talks about?
以弗所书第二章第八节告诉我们。
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 8 says,
我们得救是本乎恩，也因着信。
We are saved by grace through faith.
所以从神那里把恩典赐下来。
And so God gave us His grace.
从这里把信心表现出来。
And we express our faith.
所以我们的信心就领受了上帝的恩典。
By our faith, we receive His grace.
像当神的恩跟人的信配合的时候，
When the grace of God come together with the faith of men,
这个人就可以得救了。
The person will be saved.
所以叫了我们得救是本乎恩，也因着信。
So we say we are saved by grace through faith.
那有的人以为，因为这些圣经这样讲，所以是神人合作论。
So some people say that possibly man and God collaborated together.
这个是彼此合作的。
Both cooperated.
这个叫做呢 ，Sendirian berhad， 这个是有限公司。
It's a private limited company.
那么你出一半的股份。
You give me half your shares.
我出一半的股份。
I will produce the other half.
我们组成一个公司。
And we form a company.
就 joint venture 50-50。
就五十五十的。
上帝啊，你出恩典那一部分。
So God, give me your grace.
我出信心这一部分。
And I will produce
这样。如果你要救我，我不信，你也没有办法。
So you can't do anything to me if I refuse to have
faith. 我信你不是恩，我也没有办法。
If I believe but you don't give me the grace,
nothing to do. 感谢主，我们做得很好。
So I give thanks to God, we can cooperate.
那一节的圣经是不是这个意思呢？
Is this how we should understand this?
如果以弗所书二章第八节是这样解释的话，
If this is the way we should interpret Ephesians 2:8,
保罗就不会接下去讲那一句话。
The apostle Paul will not follow and say.
保罗怎么讲呢？
What did he say?
我们得救是本乎恩，也因着信。
We are saved by grace through faith.
这不出于自己。
Not by works.
乃是上帝所赐。
It is the gift of God.
这样的恩典当然是上帝赐的。
So of course grace came from God.
哪有恩典人自己来的？
How can grace come from ourselves?
信心也是上帝赐的。
Even faith is a gift from God.
那么信心如果是上帝赐的，
If faith is given by God,
我不信又有什么错呢？
Then it doesn't seem wrong for me.
为什么约翰福音三章说不信的必被定罪呢？
But John, Gospel of John chapter 3 says you will be judged.
不信上帝独生子的。
Because you do not believe in the name of the Son of God.
有一次我坐飞机的时候，
Once I was traveling by plane.
有一个四十多岁的女子，
There was a woman in her 40s.
那个时候我还不到三十岁。
I was about less than 30 years
old. 她说你是唐崇荣先生吗？
She said, Are you Stephen Dong?
我说是。
I said, Yes.
我可以坐在你旁边吗？
She said, Can I sit beside you?
请。
I said, Please.
我要跟你讨论一些事情。
I want to discuss something with you.
我很想信耶稣，我总是信不来。
I want to believe in Jesus Christ, but I just can't do it.
我一直要信，一直信不来。
I tried so hard, but I can't do it.
我从年轻盼望信，没有信跑出来。
Well, when I was young, I wanted to believe, but I just can't.
所以我不能信，所以我就不信。
And so I just simply refuse to believe.
我不信，所以别人也不应当劝我再信。
And so others should not tell me to believe.
因为我是不能信的。
I cannot believe.
那我问他说，你为什么是不能信的？
I asked her, why do you say so?
他好像听过某些人讲道。
She seems to have heard some preaching.
他说，我知道我不能信，因为上帝没有把信心放在我里面。
She said, I know I cannot believe because God did not give me the faith.
上帝没有把信心放在我里面，所以我不能信。
And so I cannot believe.
那以后如果有审判，
If there is a judgment in the future,
我要跟上帝辩论。
I will debate with God.
你不要审判我。
I said, you did not give me the faith.
因为你没有把信心放在我里面。
You did not give me faith, so I cannot believe.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们在罗马书第一章里面已经讲，由以信什么？以至于信。
In Romans chapter 1, we talk about from faith to faith.
那八个字我讲一个月。
I spent a month preaching on that.
我们有四次讲那一段的圣经。
We use four occasions on that verse.
神把一些最基本的信心已经给每一个人了。
God has given the most basic faith to all mankind.
只要你是人，
so long as you are human being,
你一定有这最基本的信心。
You would have this most basic of faith.
这是普遍恩惠的信心。
This is a faith from common grace.
这还不是救赎恩惠的信心。
It is not a faith from
the faith
salvation.
Faith of the common grace, not the faith in the saving grace. 普遍恩惠赐下的时候。
When the common grace was given,
上帝把某一些基本的信心放在每一个人里面。
God gave everyone a basic faith.
不是单单指基督徒的。
Not just for Christians.
因为第十九节告诉我们。
Verse 19 says,
因为上帝的事情，人所能知道的，原显明在人心里。
The things of God that men should know is already revealed in their hearts.
上帝已经把对神是存在的这种基本信心放在每一个人。
The basic faith that God exists is already in every human heart.
人之所以是人，
for us to be human beings,
每一个人都知道神是存在的。
It is because we all know that God exists.
无神论不是不信神存在。
Atheism is not a situation where you do not believe in God.
无神论信最好神不存在。
You believe that it's better that God does not exist.
Believe that it's better no God's existence.
相信上帝最好不存在。
是相信上帝最好不存在。
To believe that he better not exist.
不是不能信上帝存在。
Not that you cannot believe his
existence. 你的无神论快要死以前常常会惧怕起来，因为他要去见上帝的。
Before atheists die, they will always be afraid because they have to meet God.
所以 a non-believer is a believer in reverse.
一个不相信神的人是一个相信神的人的反
信仰的反面者，
反面者
啊，信仰的反面者。A non-believer is a believer in reverse. 他不是不知道上帝存在。
It is not that he doesn't know that God exists.
他不是不能信上帝存在。
Or that he cannot believe in his existence.
他信最好这个上帝不存在，对他比较好，这个叫做无神论。
He believes that the God better not exist.
所以基本对神存在的信心已经种在人里面了。
Therefore, the basic faith in believing in God is already with us.
没有人可以逃走。
Not a single person can escape.
一个人说，因为上帝没有把信心给我，所以我不可以受审判。他还是盼望这位神不要把审判临到他。
When a person says God should not judge me because he didn't give me the faith, he's just hoping for the best.
他能这么讲，证明他相信神是存在的，不过他不要受神的审判。
When he says this, he already implicitly acknowledged that God exists, but he doesn't want to judge
me. 我在说神的存在，不会因为你相信他才变成存在。
The existence of God will not come into being because you believe in him.
神的存在也不会因为你不信就变成不存在。
The existence of God will not disappear just because you do not believe in him.
神的存在不是信他存在的结果。
The existence of God is not the result of your faith.
神的存在是信他存在的原因。
The existence of God is the reason why you can believe in the person.
神的存在是反原因。
The existence of God is the reason why people can oppose him.
神的存在是人辩论盼望他不存在的辩论的基础。
The existence of God is the basis for our debate about his existence.
我们不能用辩论改变神的存在。
We cannot change this fact by our debate.
我们不能用不信来消除他的存在。
We cannot destroy God just because we do not believe in him.
神是存在的。
God exists.
无论你信他存在。
It doesn't matter if you believe.
或者你不信他存在。
Or you do not believe.
有一天不信神的存在的人还要站在神的面前受神对他的不信的审判。
One day, those who do not believe in God will be judged before God for their unbelief.
神已经把这种信心放在人的里面。
Because God has given this sort of faith into all human beings.
普遍恩典中间的信心。
The faith in the common grace.
除了这个以外，
other than this,
上帝也把人有这个自我本能的肯定的信心放在人的里面。
God also gave us a faith to affirm ourselves.
我们自己能肯定自己存在的价值。
When we affirm the value of our own existence.
所以有时候人家叫你做一件事情的。
So sometimes when someone asks you to do something.
问你你不能不能做。
And ask you, can you do this?
你没有做过。
You have not done it before.
那么他问你能不能做。
He will ask you, can you do this?
你说我想看看。
You say, let me think about it.
他问你你做过没有。
He said, have you done this before?
我没有做过。
You said, no.
你没有做过我叫别人做。
Will you ask other people to do it?
你说不我敢做。
You said, no, I will try.
我谁都没有做我敢做。
Although I've never done this before, I will try.
我相信我能做。
I believe I can do this.
但当你这样回答的时候，
When you reply in this manner,
你有自我肯定的信心。
It means you have a faith that affirms yourself.
这个对青年人来说很重要。
This is very important, especially for the young.
青年人什么经验都没有的时候，
When the young people are inexperienced,
你要面向未知的将来。
When you face the unknown future,
因为你不知道以后发生什么事情。
You won't know what will happen next.
那么你就需要一个冒险的精神。
You need a risk-taking spirit.
需要一个超经验的信念。
A training that transcends experience.
这个信念 conviction.
A conviction that transcends experience.
就是你自己对自己的信心。
It is your own faith.
那么这种信心是不是神赐下来的？
Is this faith from God?
是神赐下来的。
The answer is yes.
神赐给谁呢？
Whom did God give this to?
每一个人。
He gave this to all people.
无论你是基督徒非基督徒。
Whether you're Christian or not.
无论你是无神论有神论。
It doesn't matter if you believe in him or not.
无论你是信宗教不信宗教。
Whether you're religious or not.
只要你是人。
So long as you are human being.
你已经有这种自我肯定的信念。
You already have this instinct that affirms yourself.
这个人与生俱来的权柄。
This is the authority of man that he's born with.
与生俱来的恩典。
The grace that he was born with.
这人领受的普遍恩典很重要的部分。
A very important part of common grace he has received.
特别是女孩子。
Especially for girls.
女孩子还没有生孩子以前。
Before a girl gave birth to a baby.
都是从来没有生过孩子。
All of them had never given birth before.
那么没有生过孩子的人怎么敢生孩子呢？
How come you dare to give birth to a child?
很多女孩子你叫她说我没有做过，她会不会说我没有生过，我不敢生。
Would a girl say that I have never given birth before, so I dare not do it?
没有生过不敢生，全世界就没有人生孩子。
If that were the case, there would be no more human beings.
当女孩子说没有生过不要紧，我敢生，她就是人类信念最好的榜样。
So when a girl says that I'm willing to have a child, even though I have never had one.
所以今天晚上回到家里。
So today when you go back home.
谢谢妈妈敢把我生出来。
Give thanks to your mother for being daring enough to give birth to you.
特别是长子啊。
Especially the firstborn.
谢谢你妈妈。
You got to give thanks to your mother.
因为她生你以前没有生过别人。
You are the very first one.
她凭着什么生你呢？
But with what faith did she have?
一个信念生你。
She has just this conviction.
人不可能没有信心。
It is not possible for us not to have faith.
可以没有信心。
We cannot not have faith too.
信心就是我们向前进重要的这个基础。
This faith is the important foundation for us to move forward.
我们创业需要信心。
We have to have faith to start a business.
我们求学需要信心。
We have to have faith to study.
我们这一个走路需要信心。
We have to have faith to walk.
我们面对困难需要信心。
We have to have faith to face difficulties.
我们向无穷的未来挑战需要信心。
We need faith to challenge the future.
我们愿意嫁给一个不知道是怎样的男人，因为你从来没有做过男人。
We have to have faith to marry a man because you are not a man.
你需要信心。
You need faith.
你生一个孩子，你需要信心。
You need faith to have a child.
你把一个很调皮的孩子养大，你需要信心。
You need faith to bring up a mischievous child.
这是基本的信念。
These are basic convictions.
自信心。
This is self-confidence.
对神的信心。
But the faith to God.
对神存在的信心。
The faith towards God's existence.
对自己能胜任事工的信心。
The faith towards ourselves.
从对别人的信心。
Compared to other faith to other people,
社会的信心,
the faith towards the society,
对危险的经历的信心,
the faith to go through dangers,
以及对上帝的儿子耶稣基督救恩的信心都是不一样,
and the faith towards the salvation of the Son of God, all these are different faiths.
在普遍恩典里面,
within common grace,
自信心也是很重要的一件事。
Self-confidence is very important.
那么这个是不是神赐的?
Is this given by God?
神赐给了。
Yes, it is.
所以每一个人都有神给他这样的恩典。
So every one of us has this grace from God.
这些信心是怎样给的呢？
But how was this given?
是神白白给你的。
It was given to us freely.
这个信心是每一个人不一样大小的。
The measure is different for every one of us.
当神要把更大的责任交给一个人的时候，
When God wants to give a greater responsibility to someone,
神会赐给他许多的因素，使他的信心增加起来。
God will grant him many different reasons to increase his faith.
当一个人没有太大责任的时候，
When a person doesn't have much responsibility,
他就不需要那么大的信心。
He need not have such great faith.
这样每一个人领受的信心就不一样大了。
And so all the measure of faith will be different.
除了是神的恩典之外，
Other than the grace of God,
还有一些恩典中间人需要尽的责任作为对神的回应。
There are some responsibilities for us that we need to respond to the grace of God.
这个等一下我会提到。
And I will talk about it
later. 我现在举一个例子。
I give it a last
你们做基督徒的责任没有我做基督徒的责任这么大。
All of you have lesser responsibility as a Christian than I have.
我一年要面对的事情。
The things that I have to face every year.
我要见的人。
The people I have to meet.
我讲到的对象的数目。
the number of people I have to preach to,
我要跑的地方,
the places I have to go to,
我要做的工作,
the work I have to do,
是大的不得了,
are so great.
所以我们的费用也大得不得了,
and we had great expenses.
如果把整年几十个城市的大步道会的费用加起来,
if you add up the expenses of all these cities prosperity,
以百万美金来计算,
it has to be in terms of millions of US dollars.
所以这个小小的步道团,
so this small little association of evangelistic, we didn't ask for money.
不靠外国差会,
we didn't get money from the
external
countries. All the Americans.
没有有钱人在后面说,
we don't look for rich people that say, just go. Every day we rely on God to do His work.
亲爱的弟兄们,
dear brothers and sisters,
这需要信心,
you need faith to do this.
那么当责任大的人呢,
when a person has great responsibility, God will try him and give him greater faith.
责任小的人,
for people with lesser responsibility, God will give them lesser faith.
所以我们看这里这句话你就明白了,上帝赐给个人信心的大小。
Now you will understand why the measure of faith is different.
那你说我怎么知道呢?
How would I know that?
我怎么知道我得到的是大的信心呢?
How would I know if my faith is the great one?
或者我得到的是小的信心?
Or my faith is the small one?
这个你要自己审查。
You have to search yourself.
因为在讲这一节圣经以前,
before this verse,
保罗先提到要查验何为上帝善良寻求可喜悦的什么?
The Apostle Paul says you'll be able to test and approve what God's will is.
所以神的引导,
the guidance of God,
把你带到他的旨意里面,
is to bring you into His will.
The guidance of God and the will of God.
上帝的引导跟他的旨意,
the guidance of God is to bring you into His eternal will.
上帝的引导就是把你带进他永远的旨意里面,
圣灵的引导,
the guidance of the Holy Spirit is not haphazard. He guides us into the will of God. Although we live temporarily in history, we are related to the will of God that transcends time. And so in this tiny life of mine, is linked towards the unsearchable wisdom of God. These few decades of my lifetime will produce some value that will be in the eternal kingdom.
那怎样能从暂时进到永恒的价值呢?
How do I move from the temporal to the eternal?
圣灵引导你。
It is when the Holy Spirit guides you.
圣灵引导哪一个人呢?
Who will the Holy Spirit lead?
Romans chapter 8
verse
16
says, those who are led by the Holy Spirit is the children of God. Chapter 8 verse
14,
when you reach verse
16,
the Spirit Himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children.
神的灵引导神的儿女。
And so the Spirit of God leads the children of God. That these people will live a life different from the rest of the world. The life of the non-Christians is based on their desires, based on their interests, based on their plan not according to the will of God. They will do anything they want. They will sin. They will commit adultery. They will go dancing. This is not the case for Christians. Christians do not live their life based on their desires. They live their life by the Spirit. How would the Spirit of God guide us? It is not possible for Him not to use the truth to guide us. It is very important to understand the true meaning of the Bible. It is important for you to understand the mystery of God. And the word of God will become road signs in your heart. Many a times when you do not know what to do,
你就犹豫不决,
and you are hesitating,
很难做决定,
very difficult to decide,
那个圣灵就感动你,
the Holy Spirit will move
用什么感动你,
you. How would He move
用你所听过的道感动你,
you? He will move you with the words you have heard,
用你所读过的圣经感动,
or the words you have read,
用你所明白的真理感动,
the truth that you have understood.
这样一个人越多明白上帝的真理, yet 容易被圣灵引导。
Therefore, the more you understand the truth of God, the easier it is for you to be led by the Holy Spirit.
一个人越多思想上帝的话，越容易明白上帝的旨。
The more you think and meditate upon the Word of God, the easier it is for you to understand His will.
上帝把我们暂时的生活引导到永恒计划的价值里面去。
And God led our temporal life into the eternal value of His plan.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
这是前面一节讲的。
This is something we talk about already.
那个查验何为上帝善良寻全可喜悦的旨意。
You are able to test and approve by God's will, the good and pleasing and perfect will.
配合到第三节的时候。
When you link this with verse 3,
我怎么知道我的信心是大的是小的？
How would I know if my faith is big?
主啊，我不要看自己太高。
Oh Lord, I don't want to overestimate myself.
以至于后来变成 superior, 变成一个败坏骄傲的人。
Then I may not be arrogant.
主啊，我也不要看自己太低。
But oh Lord, I don't want to underestimate myself.
我变成一个 inferior, 自卑感太深的人。
So I wouldn't have a sense of inferiority.
那我要看自己看得合乎中道。
I want to be just right.
你就要查验。
So you have to search.
查验的结果呢？
The end of the searching.
原来神的旨意比你的道路更好。
You will know that the will of God is better than your pathway.
上帝说我的意念高过你的意念。
The Lord said, my thoughts are higher than your thoughts.
我的道路高过你的道路。
My way higher than your way.
天立地多么高。
As far away as heaven is from earth.
我的道路我的意念照样高过你的道路你的意念。
My will and my way is higher than yours.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
所以你知道呢，你应当放弃你自己对自己的衡量。
And so you know you ought not to judge yourself.
以神为大。
But treat God as the highest.
尊主伟大是很重要的。
It is very important to have God as the highest.
上帝借着你的良心对你说话的时候。
When God speaks to you through your conscience.
你的良心讲的话能够准确有一个很重要的原因。
It is very important for your conscience to be accurate, but there's an important reason for that.
约翰一书告诉我们。
First John says.
我的心若不责备我。
If my heart do not rebuke me.
就可以在上帝面前。坦然无惧了。
I know that I can have no fear before God.
当你要做一件事的时候
，before you do something，
心里不平安。
There's no peace in your heart.
你就不能随便的。
You know you have to be careful.
因为这个心是受圣灵感动以后
，Your heart has been moved already by the Holy Spirit.
那就以后
，After you have been saved，
有神的工作所产生出来的声音。
And this voice comes from the work of God.
你说是啊，我得救了以后。
You said after I'm saved.
圣灵常常感动我的良心。
The Holy Spirit seems to speak to me all the time.
但是约翰一书特别加上一句话。
But First John had another sentence.
因为上帝比人的心大。
Because God is higher than the heart of man.
大家说一二三，因为上帝比人的心大。那这句话为什么加在那句话的后面呢？
Why is there an addition of this verse?
前面已经说了。
It has already been mentioned.
我的心若不责备我，
if my heart do not rebuke me,
我就可以坦然无惧了。
I have no fear before God.
但后面为什么加这一句话？
But there's another addition.
上帝比人的心大的。
God is higher than man's heart.
真正的意思是这样说。
The true meaning.
如果你不每时每刻把你的心归向神，尊他伟大，你的良心都会讲错话。
Is that you ought to subject your conscience under the lordship of God, or your conscience will tell lies?
Only when you submit your conscience before God, who is greater than your conscience can properly tell something to you.
你的良心，除非在上帝的引导之下，不然的话，一定会讲错话。
如果你的心不尊主伟大
，If your heart do not consider God
as Lord， 你说我已经得救了，我的良心会对我讲好，应该做的事情。
You said I'm already saved, so my conscience will be right.
你的良心有时会打盹
，But sometimes your conscience will fall asleep.
有时会迟钝
，Sometimes it will be slow.
有时会差错
，Sometimes it will make a mistake.
有时会不顺服神
，Sometimes it will not obey God.
所以这句话很重要。
So the verse is important.
上帝比人的心大。
Because God is greater than man's heart.
这样我们就常常过一个尊主伟大，尊主伟圣，把荣耀归给神，完全顺服他，这样我们的良心才能在真正的功用中间顺服圣灵。
Our conscience can only follow the leadership of the Holy Spirit when we treat God as the most important thing in our life in every aspect.
保罗在第九章第一节也这样讲。
The apostle Paul says in chapter 9 verse 1,
我有良心被圣灵感动讲真话。
My conscience confirmed it in the Holy Spirit.
我是大有忧愁。
I am deeply sad.
为了骨肉之亲得救的问题。
For the relatives that I need to be
saved. 我心中常常伤痛。
My heart have unceasing anguish.
保罗的良心是被圣灵感动才讲话的良心。
We see that the conscience of the Apostle Paul is moved by the Holy Spirit.
基督徒不可以常常说我过去得救了，我既然是得救，我是基督徒，当然我不会做错，很危险的。
It is dangerous for Christians to declare that they will not make a mistake when they are saved.
你说圣经这样讲啊?
You say the Bible says so.
我的心若不责备我,
if my heart do not accuse me,
我就可以在上帝面前坦然无惧了吗?
Before God, I have no fear.
但是圣经下一句说什么呢?
But the next verse says,
上帝比人的心更大。
But God is greater than the heart of man.
所以我们要时时刻刻尊主为大。
Every moment of our life, we need to treat the Lord as God.
时时刻刻尊主为圣。
And the Lord is holy.
否则我们的良心会走错路的。
Our conscience will go the wrong way.
好，当圣灵用他的道感动你的良心的时候。
When the Holy Spirit uses His word to move your conscience.
你知道神的旨意。
And you know the will of God.
神要你做什么。
What He wants you to do.
那么你说的，上帝既然把信心给我了。
You say since God gave me His faith.
我又已经得救了。
And I'm already saved.
那这个自信心跟得救有没有关系呢？
Is there a relationship between my self-confidence and salvation?
自信心跟得救的信心是两件不同的事情。
Self-confidence is different from the faith of salvation.
得救的信心是领受耶稣基督的救恩。
The faith of salvation received the salvation of Christ.
这是基督的死与复活。 在你身上施行赦罪恩典的这个救赎。
This is the salvation of grace that Christ has given to you.
所以你说主啊，我接受你。
And so you say, Lord, I accept you.
主啊，救我。
Lord, save me.
那个叫做得救的信心。
This is the faith of salvation.
当你要做一件事的时候。
But when you are about to embark on something.
我能不能胜任。
The question of whether you can do it.
那不是得救的信心。
That is not the faith of salvation.
那是关于人自己在做事的时候需要的另外一种信心。
That is the faith that we need to do tasks.
所以呢, 哥林多前书第12章第9节告诉我,
1 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 9 says,
又有人蒙圣灵赐他信心。
Some people receive the faith from the Holy Spirit.
这是恩赐的信心。
This is the faith of gift.
不是得救的信心。
The gift of faith, not of salvation.
得救的信心是接受耶稣基督。
The faith for salvation is to accept Jesus Christ.
恩赐的信心是服事所需要的胆子。
But the gift of faith is the bonus you need in ministry.
你需要有信念,
you need to have this faith.
圣灵赐给你信心,
and the Holy Spirit will give this sort of faith to you.
那你说这种信心神本来已经给每一个人了。
But you say that everybody has this faith.
但我怎么知道是多大多小?
How would I know how large this is?
今天最后一堂讲这一节我们也提到信心大小的问题了。
And so we want to talk about the size of our faith in this last session.
有的人信心大。
Some people have great faith.
是不是上帝本来就把这么大的信心给他呢?
Was it because God granted it to him in the first place?
不是。
No.
有的人信心小。
Some people have little faith.
是不是永永远远就是那么小呢?
Will it always be the case?
也不是。
No.
所以现在我们就谈到信心的本身需要一个成熟的步骤，一个阶段，一个长进的程序。
And now we talk about the process where our faith will grow and mature.
你今天领受的信心可能是比较小的。
The faith you have received today may be small.
但是神会把更大的信心给你。
But God will grant you greater faith.
那是什么时候呢?
When would this be?
就需要这个过程把你带到更成熟的地步，信心更大的程度就下来了。
You need a process that will bring you into maturity for you to have greater faith.
所以当你读这一节圣经的时候,
when you read this verse,
常常你会以为信心大小既然是上帝所赐，没有人能改，我既然是小，永远是小的。
You always think that the amount of faith you have will stay there forever.
不是的。
No.
人的信心是可以操练的。
Our faith can be trained.
大家说一二三, 人的信心是可以操练的。 我的信心是可以增加的，大家说。
My faith can be increased.
我的信心是可以增加的，在增加以前的信心是神给的。
The faith before the increment came from God.
增加以后的信心也是神给的。
And the faith that came about after this increase also from God.
小信心增加到变成大信心的时候。
When the small faith grows into a big faith.
这个程序是个怎样的程序？
What sort of process is this?
我们有责任。
We have the responsibility.
都是恩典。
All these are grace.
虽然都是恩典。
Although they are all grace.
但是我们有责任。
But we have the responsibility.
今天跟大家思想信心的来源跟信心的操练的问题。
We want to talk about the source of faith and the training of faith.
圣经告诉我们信心哪里来的。
The Bible tells us about the source of faith.
信心是从父哪里赐下来的。
It came from the Father.
以弗所书2章第8、第9节。
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 8 and 9. Secondly,
信心是基督创始成终的。
faith came consistently from Jesus Christ from the beginning to the end.
He created the faith, and He will accomplish the faith created within us.
信心是基督从头开始到末了都创造给我们的。创造了以后呢? After He made this,
他要成全这个信心,
He will accomplish the faith.
基督是信心创始成终的。
And so faith is from Christ from the beginning to the end.
这是希伯来书第12章第2节告诉我们。
This is Hebrews chapter 12 verse 2.
这节圣经有一节的圣经的版本怎么翻译呢?
Some Bible translation says this.
他翻译他是带领我们这道成全信仰的耶稣基督。
He is Jesus Christ who brought us into maturity.
He led us into the accomplishment of the faith. 所以使我们到了 perfect, 到了完全的地步。
And He brought us into perfection.
所以将基督带领我们。
And so the process Jesus Christ leads us.
在希伯来书第12章第2节里面,
Hebrews chapter 12 verse 2,
我们看见信心从小到大, 从开始到成终, 从被创始到最后被成全, 是一个次序。
We see that it is a consistent process from small growing into a big faith. Because it is a procedure, it is in the process of growth. You cannot therefore look at Romans chapter 12 verse 3 and say everybody is given different sizes. Faith will grow.
第三样,
Thirdly,
信心的来源是圣灵。
The source of faith is the Holy Spirit.
刚才我提到了哥林多前书12章第9节, 有人蒙这一位灵赐他信心。
I already said 1 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 9 talk about the gift of faith.
圣父是信心的来源。
The Father is the source of faith.
圣子是信心的来源。
God the Son is the source of faith.
圣灵是信心的来源。
God the Holy Spirit is the source of
faith. 大家说1,2,3, 圣父是信心的来源。 圣子是信心的来源。 大家说, 圣灵是信心的来源, 信心是从神三位体的上帝来的。
It comes from the three of God.
啊,你说是啊。
You say,
那我的责任是什么呢?
What about my responsibility?
接下来, 圣经又告诉我们,
The Bible also says,
信心有三方面, 我们当尽的责任。
There are three responsibilities for us in
faith. 第一个责任是什么呢?
The first one,
信道是从听道来的, 大家说,
Faith comes from hearing.
信道是从听道来的, 这样当你听到的时候,
So when you hear the word,
听,
the sermons,
最后呢, 从不信, 听到最后变成信了,
you will move from not having faith to believing.
有没有啊?
Is this the experience?
你们有没有这样的经验呢?
Do you have such experience?
本来不信的,
In the beginning, you
或者听以后呢,
As you listen,
信了,
you believe.
从什么时候开始信也不知道,
when did it happen, you don't
慢慢慢慢慢慢 变成信了,
Slowly you believe.
就这样变成一个能信的人,
you became a person who can believe.
有一个人在我教会里面两年, 我不知道,
There was a person who was in my church for
2 years.
He always leave after the
service.
He never looked for me.
有一天突然间到我面前来,
One day he came suddenly.
他牧师我明天回中国,
he said, Dr. Tong, I'm returning to China. I will not return here.
我说你来多久了?
I said, how long have you been here?
我来两年了。
He said, I've been here 2 years.
来两年你从来没有找我。
Why you have never looked for me?
我偷偷地听不着你。
He said, I always listen in the secret.
现在时间到了要走了我找你。
But now that I have to go back home, 那, I come and look for you.
明天要走了, 今天找我做什么呢?
But what are you looking for me for?
我要告诉你, 我不能不信。
He said, I have to tell you that I have to believe.
那你从前信不信?
I said, what about the past?
我从来不要信。
I didn't want to believe.
我绝对不肯信。
Absolutely refused to believe.
我以不信的心躲在那边听你讲道两年。
So I listened to you in the corner for 2 years.
每次你眼睛看着我, 其实我看大家, 他以为看着他。
Every time you stare at me, but I actually never
我快快躲在别人的头。
I will hide behind someone else.
我不要跟人知道我在这边听到。
I do not want people to know I'm listening
每个礼拜我来听。
Every week I came.
听了两年以后,
After 2 years,
我一定要告诉你,
I must tell you
我已经不能找到任何
I cannot find any reason not to believe.
你这两年所讲的道,
the sermons you preach for 2 years, seems like every sentence is for me.
我后来发现我里面所有的不信都是没有理由的。
I know that all my unbelief has no reason.
我现在没有理由不信。
There are no reasons for me not to believe. I must believe.
所以我明天要走了。
And so I'm going to leave tomorrow.
我今天告诉你,
I'll tell you today.
我跟他握手,
I shall
present. 他再讲一句话,
he said something.
可能这一生我们没有再见面的机会。
Perhaps we will not meet again for the rest of our lives.
只要告诉你一句话, 我信了。
I will tell you this. I believe.
明天我走了。
I will go tomorrow.
我们不再见了,
we will not see
但是我信了,
but I believe.
我走了,
I'm leaving.
就是这样,
That's all.
一见就走,
And we met once and he left.
我两年不给我知道。
He didn't know I was in the congregation.
听听听听哦，信道是从什么
？Faith came from here.
听到来的。我相信你肯坐下好好听。
I believe that you are willing to sit down and listen.
谦卑听。
With a heart of humility.
你会发现。
You will discover this.
神的道一直在你心中像挖你的泥土，松你的泥土，把道种放在你里面。
God is planting a seed in your heart.
这道的本身就隐藏着信的种子。
And the word itself has a seed of faith.
你心就明芽长大去。
And it will start to grow in your heart.
到最后你不能再隐藏的时候。
In the end, you cannot hide this anymore.
我知道我信了。
And you said, I believe.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为神的道我听进去。
I have heard the word of God.
信道是从听到的。
Faith comes from hearing.
所以你说你的信心要进步吗
？Do you want to grow in faith?
信心是上帝给的吗
？You say it came from God.
上帝赐给个人信心大小吗
？He gave everybody different size.
信心是上帝给的。
It is given by God.
但是上帝给你信心的时候。
But when God gives you this faith,
这个道继续不断撒种在你里面。
It comes from the seed of the word.
这个种子里面有信的这个果效。
And the seed itself has the function of faith.
道中隐藏着信的种子。
It contains the seed of faith.
你越听。
When you listen to the word,
信心越成长起来。
And your faith will grow.
你越听
，the more you listen.
不信的事也冲消掉了。
Your unbelief will disappear.
你越听
，the more you listen.
你的信仰就扩张起来。
Your faith will grow.
所以你们听到的时候
，when you listen to the sermon,
要注意听。
You want to listen carefully.
我已经对你们讲过了。
I've said this to you before.
以色列的文化是一个听的文化。
The Israelites have a culture of listening.
上帝说：“以色列啊，你要听。”
Because God said, "Hear, O Israel."
希伯来人因为听见你的信仰。
Hebrews believe because they hear.
因为不听，败坏他们自己。
When they refuse to hear, they went into decadence.
希腊文化不是听的文化。
The Greeks are not a culture.
希腊文化是看看看，想想想，想完再看看，再想想。
They are a culture of observation and thinking.
所以 Hebrew culture is the culture of listening the word of God and the culture of believing in God.
所以希伯来的文化是听上帝的话而相信上帝的话。
Hellenistic culture, Greek culture is not a culture of listening.
希伯来的文化，这个希腊的文化不是听的文化。
But only a culture of observing and thinking.
只是看跟思想的文化。
所以他们不是听。
And so they do not
hear. 他们产生想。
They always think.
产生逻辑。
With logic.
产生考察。
Always search.
产生研究。
And understand.
产生分析。
Analyze.
产生演绎。
And break into pieces.
Deduction. 就 searching, observing. This is the so-called Greek logical understanding. Greek observation technology. 这是希腊的方式。这样基督徒应当明白。
So Christians need to understand.
我们要信。
That we must believe.
是从听来的。
But it comes from hearing.
有的人听到的时候
，When some people listen to the sermon，
就是趁机会到礼拜堂睡觉。
It is a time for them to fall asleep.
他好像是主啊，拜一到拜六很辛苦，你说要什么安息呢？我就来了。
You say, Oh Lord, you say Sabbath day is a day of rest, so I'm here.、
我来是照着你说，凡劳苦当做到我这里来，我就给你安息。
You say, Come all you who are heavy laden, come and I'll.
所以我拜一到拜六劳苦，礼拜天坐主面前安息。
So Monday to Saturday I labor and now I rest.
这是弄错的。
And this is upside down.
你应当礼拜天。特别用头脑。
On Sunday, you should use your mind fully.
不通的全部想通。
And to understand it clearly.
不懂的全部听懂。
And to understand it fully.
听了以后。
After that.
信了。
You believe.
懂了以后。
When you know.
拜一到拜六，很泰然处之的应付各样的困难。
When Monday to Saturday, you have peace in your heart to face all difficulties.
这是归正神学。
This is Reformed theology.
跟灵恩派不同的地方。
The difference between it and the charismatic.
灵恩派的人呢？
For charismatic,
礼拜一到拜六做的半死。
From Monday to Saturday, they work very hard.
礼拜天哦，唱诗。
On Sunday, they sing.
唱完了就睡觉。
After that, they sleep.
让牧师讲到我休息。
The pastor speak and I will rest.
礼拜天我来休息。
I come and rest.
归正神学不是的。
Reformed theology is not so. You are to listen.
要你想。
You have to think.
要你问。
You have to ask.
要你半死半活的去挣扎。
You have to struggle.
等到你明白了以后。
But when you understand,
礼拜一到拜六安息。
You will have peace from the
weakness. 有什么困难来，不要紧。
It's okay. You face the difficulty.
魔鬼来笑他。
The devil come, you will laugh at it.
有什么困难，你这是
You will have victory over difficulties. You have peace in the rest of your life. You have struggled within the word of God. And so listening is very important. The Apostle Paul says some people study for the rest of their life and not understand. Why? They have never prepared their heart to listen to God. They don't have that ears. So they cannot
hear.
They study for their life long and they didn't understand. This is very sad. We want to imitate Mary. She listened to the word of God.
耶稣说, 她已经取到了上好的福分,
and Jesus Christ said she received a blessing that cannot be taken away.
第二样,
secondly,
信心是从渴求的祷告来的。
Faith comes from earnest prayer.
主啊, 我们信,
O Lord, we believe.
But 我们信得不够。
But our belief is not strong enough.
什么意思呢?
It means that the disciples not only have faith from hearing, they recognize that they don't have enough faith, so they ask of the Lord. They say, O Lord, strengthen our faith. O Lord, strengthen my faith. I believe, but I do not believe enough. I believe but my faith is too small.
今天很多人因为钱太少，一直拼命祷告。
Many people pray because they don't have enough money.
很少人因为信心太少拼命祷告的。
But very few people pray because they don't have enough faith.
请问你们每天祷告什么呢？
What are the things you pray for?
我教会有一个人每次请他祷告都是那几句。
There's a person that in my church, every time he prayed the same thing.
后来大家也听出来，他这个祷告从来不改变，就是那几句。
People heard it and say, how come he always pray the same thing?
因为他很怕人请他祷告，祷告不出来，所以就把几句话背了一生一世。
But he's afraid that people will laugh at him, so he memorized certain phrases.
这种人很可怜。
It's very sad.
后来有一次我在讲道的时候,
Once when I was preaching,
我讲完道以后,
I said, after I
finished preaching, 如果请一个人祷告,
if I ask someone to pray,
他是祷告的，跟我讲的道完全没有关系，我就知道他刚才没有好好听到。
If the content of his prayer has no relationship with my sermon, I know he was not listening.
你讲基督论,
you talk about Christology.
他说感谢主给我平安, Amen.
You say, thanks be to the Lord, I'm peaceful.
你讲圣灵论,
Amen. When you talk about the Holy Spirit,
感谢主给我平安, Amen.
You say, thanks be to God, I have peace.
你讲三位一体论,
you talk about Trinity.
感谢主照顾我平安, Amen.
Thanks be to God, I'm safe. Amen.
我就不知道他到底有没有好好听到。
So I won't know whether he has been listening.
所以他祷告一直是一样的。
But he always prays the same thing.
我们祷告什么呢?
What do we pray
平安,
for? Peace,
顺利,
smooth journey,
发财,
prosperity,
中彩票,
that we will reach the, hit the lottery,
没有病,
we have health,
儿子升学,
that our children
考试毕业,
will have good results,
丈夫, 没有外遇,
will not have adultery,
给我发大财,
that he will make lots of money.
祷告了就是这几样,
we keep praying about this same whole thing.
你怎样信心会增加呢?
How can your faith increase then?
门徒对耶稣说,
the disciples said to Jesus,
主啊, 我信,
O Lord, we believe,
我们信得不够,
our faith is not enough.
求主加添,
we ask that you strengthen it.
所以在信心的过程中间,
so in the process of faith,
信心怎么成长呢?
How does faith grow?
第一,
firstly,
因为听道而增长,
it grows because of hearing the word.
第二,
secondly,
信心怎么增长呢?
How does it grow?
因为祷告中间发现自己信心不够, 向神大大张口,
it grows because of our earnest prayer, asking it from the Lord.
从今天开始,
from today onwards,
要为你的灵性祷告,
pray for your spiritual,
为你的信仰祷告,
pray for your faith,
为你的信念祷告,
pray for your conviction,
为你信心的不够祷告,
for your insufficient faith,
为你爱心的不够祷告,
for insufficient love.
不要单单祷告物质的需要而已,
do not only pray for material needs.
这是第二方面,
this is the second part.
第三方面,
thirdly,
信心怎么增加呢?
How would faith grow?
经过试炼而增加起来,
it will grow after trials.
所以彼得后书第一章告诉我们,
2 Peter chapter 1 says,
借着信心经过苦炼,
through faith they go through trials,
就生出了比金金更宝贵的信仰出来了,
and their faith becomes more precious than gold.
感谢他,
thanks be to God.
信心经过考验,
when faith goes through trials,
就比 黄金, 金金还更可炫目,
it will become more precious than gold.
什么意思呢?
What does this mean?
像黄金一样是受考炼, 除气渣滓,
like gold, it has been burned and the dross disappears.
除气渣无,
and all the filth disappears. It becomes pure.
金越纯洁,
the more pure gold is,
越不妥协,
the more it will not compromise.
金越纯洁,
the more pure gold is,
越不氧化,
the more it will not oxidize.
心越纯洁,
the more pure it is.
也保持它原来的颜色,
the more it will retain the original color.
为什么呢? 因为它纯的,
because it's pure.
金的个性是很固执的,
gold has a very stubborn nature.
它不像铁,
not like iron.
不像铜,
or bronze.
常常跟氧气有一种脱屑,
all these metals will compromise and oxidize.
金之所以很贵,
for gold to be expensive,
除了它很少以外,
other than this scarcity,
它很固执不肯脱屑的,
it has a very stubborn nature.
为什么它会这么固执呢?
Why is it so stubborn?
它不肯氧化,
it is not going to oxidize.
因为它已经经过火把它烧过了,
because it has gone through the furnace.
一个有信心的基督徒也是这样,
it is the same for a Christian with faith.
你的信心怎么坚固起来的?
How is our faith strengthened?
你的信心怎么纯洁起来的?
How does it become pure?
你肯被熬炼,
if you are willing to go through trials,
你肯经过火烧,
we are going willing to go through fire,
融化自己的时候,
when you are willing to melt yourself,
那个渣子就浮起来了,
or the field will rise up.
为什么渣子会浮起来?
Why would the dross float?
因为在黄金里面的渣子都是比金的重量更轻,
all the dross within gold is lighter than the weight of gold.
如果这里一杯水是300cc的话,
if there's 300cc of water,
那么这杯水呢, 把它称起来, 除了杯子的重量, 它就是300g.
It's 30 grams exactly, other than the weight of the glass.
水的比重是1cc1g.
The weight of water is 1cc per gram.
这杯水的水分是300g.
It's 300 grams here.
但我如果所放的不是水,
but if this is not water,
我放的是铁的话,
if I put iron,
那么这一杯的铁到底多少呢?
How much would this be?
这一杯的铁是差不多是 2公斤2那么多,
it's about 2.2 kilograms.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为铁的重量比水的重量多7倍多,
because iron is about 7 times heavier than water.
所以这一杯如果是铁, 它的重量就不是那么轻的,
if this is a glass of iron, it will be very heavy.
如果这一杯不是铁,
but if it were not iron,
是银的话,
if it is silver,
那么这一杯呢就变成 更重,
it will become even heavier.
如果不是银的话,
if it were not silver,
是金的话,
if it were gold,
它就比一杯的水多了16倍半的重量,
it will be 16.5 times heavier than water.
你知道吗?
Do you know this?
一杯水这样拿起来,
for us to lift a glass of water, very easy.
这样一杯的黄金, 你要两个手才拿得起来,
but difficult if it's a glass of gold.
你说只有一杯吗?
Only one glass.
突然重了16.9倍,
but suddenly it will be 16.9 times. Why? God has given different matter, different essence. The same with faith. If you truly have faith, you have a very big essence. It cannot be lifted easily. You can lift it with two fingers. Now. But if it were gold,
至少35公斤,
about 35
kilograms, 那么你要把35公斤用两个手指，两个手掌都不能拿起来,
you can't even lift it with two hands,
因为太重了,
it will be too heavy.
我如果再讲下去呢,
if I carry on from here,
一个汤匙，小小的汤匙,
a small spoon,
如果是全部都是中子,
if it is all protons,
neutrons, 如果全部是中子,
if they are all neutrons,
那么这一个汤匙的重量是等于11,500公斤,
it will be 11,500 kilograms heavy,
就等于3辆的lorry车,
about 3 lorry trucks,
那样重的重量, 你说只有一场我拿看看吧, 你一拿你手先断掉, 还没有拿起来,
but your hand will break first,
因为单单一汤匙的中子,
just a spoonful of neutrons,
就会重差不多11吨那么大,
will be about 11 tons,
因为神造的东西都不一样,
because God created everything differently,
但中子不是物质,
neutron is not material,
不是物质的元素,
it is not the essence of material,
它不是物质元素的某一种中间里面的一个粒子而已,
it is just a single particle in a material.
所以当你一烧的时候,
when you burn it,
金就融化了,
gold will melt.
一融化的时候,
as it melts,
就浮动的可能性产生了,
it will float.
浮动的时候呢,
when it floats,
轻的就向上了,
things that are light will go
up, 重的就沉下去,
things that are heavy will come down.
所以你把黄金烧,
when you burn gold,
烧到融化的时候,
and it melts,
那些金里面的不是金的东西就浮上来,
things that are not gold will float.
铜比金更轻,
bronze is lighter,
所以铜就浮上来,
it will float.
铁比金更轻,
iron will be lighter,
铁就浮上来了,
it will float too.
木头比金更轻,
and wood is like
木头也浮上来
it will float too.
沙比金更轻
the sand is lighter
沙也浮上来
it will float.
如果沙在水里面的
if sand is in water
沙是沉下去对不对
sand will sink
沙在融化的黄金里面
but within a molten gold
沙是浮起来
it will float
都浮起来
all of them will float
不浮起来是什么
when it doesn't float
不浮起来可能是 platinum
it could be platinum
因为 platinum 比黄金更重
Platinum will be heavier than
gold. 所以当你把黄金烧烧烧烧融化了以后
When you melt gold,
它就真正把金存在那里飞金给它飘到上面来
Things that are not gold will offload to
没有分量的飘上去
Those that have no meaning will go up
你不够重量
You do not have the weight
上帝试炼基督徒也是这样
This is the way God tried Christians
上帝把苦难来到的时候
When he gave us suffering
那边有分量的基督徒就向下抓住
Those Christians that are able will hold on downwards.
他们很有根基的。
They have deep roots.
那些没有信仰的基督徒。
But Christians without faith.
就浮起来了。
Will float.
一个一个浮起来了。
One by one.
所以那些假的基督徒就被拍、被筛掉。
The fake Christians will be filtered away.
被滤掉，再滤掉，再滤掉。
It will be filtered and filtered away.
当你滤到第七次的时候。
When the seventh filtering.
差不多所有的杂质都不能存在了。
All the field would have disappeared.
然后这个黄金的表面
and then the surface of the gold
就没有非黄金的成分
will not have anything that is not gold.
没有非黄金的成分怎么办呢
What would that mean?
那个这个烧黄金的人呢
The person who burns
就可以从这个金的表面看见自己真正的形象
will be able to see his own reflection on the surface.
你明白我的意思吗
You know what I mean?
整个黄金烧到完全是金的时候
When you purify the gold,
已经什么东西都没有了
All the impurities disappear.
一粒一粒身上的都拿掉
All those things that floated up, you remove.
拿到最后连灰尘都完全拿掉
In the end, even the dirt disappears.
连灰尘都没有的时候
When there's not even dust,
整个黄金的表面就亮晶晶的
The surface of the gold will be shiny.
像玻璃一样的亮
Like glass.
金色的玻璃
Golden glass
那个时候烧黄金的人呢
The person who burns
就可以在这个表面看见自己眉毛眼睛鼻孔嘴巴形象完完全全照出来
Will be able to see his entire image upon the surface
那就是神的奥炼
That is the
当奥炼过以后呢
After the trying of God
你就纯洁了
You become purified.
纯洁的时候
When you are purified,
神从你的身上看见他自己的形象
God will be able to see his own reflection upon you.
因为人是按照上帝的形象样式
Because we were made in his image.
感谢上帝
Thanks be to God.
当上帝在我的身上看见他自己完全的形象的时候
When God is able to see his own image upon myself.
他会说你真是我的儿子
He will say truly you are my child.
你真是反照我的荣耀
Truly, you reflect my glory.
你真是可以做我的见证人。
Truly, you are my witness.
因为你里面没有杂质。
Because there's no impurity within
you. 你是纯洁的。
You are pure.
所以你可以荣耀我。
And so you can glorify me.
你可以彰显我。
You can manifest me.
你可以代表我。
You can represent
me. 人从你身上看见我自己。
That others will see me through you.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
今天人在我们的身上看见谁
？What would other people see from us?
看见贪心。
Do they see greed?
诡诈。
Deceit.
邪恶。
Evil.
自私。
Selfishness,
欺骗
deceit,
看见我们的老我
they see our own self,
没有看见纯洁的神的形象
they have never seen the purity of God this is so simple
所以信心是不是在过程中间会成长是
faith will grow in the process
怎样成长
how would it grow number one
从上帝的道把我们炼净起来
from the hearing of God's word
信道是从听到来的
because faith comes from hearing
信心怎么样成长起来
how will faith grow
接着我们感到不配不够继续不断主啊我信的不够求你加添
It comes when we realize we don't have enough faith and we pray earnestly for it
第三样
Thirdly
我们的信心怎么在过段中间成长起来
How will faith grow?
就是愿意受神的对付神的磨练痛苦在我们身上的过滤
It is because we are willing to be filtered by God through suffering and trials in our life
神的手在我们身上
When the hand of God is upon us
你们信心经过试验
Your faith after going through trials
就比金金更好了
will come forth more precious than gold.
又不是我经过试验以后
Job said after I've gone through this trial
我就强如金金
I will be stronger than the precious gold.
比金金更强
And be more precious than
你们信心经过火炼以后
When your faith goes through the trial fire
就比能坏的金子更宝贵
You will be more precious than this Soluble gold.
感谢上帝
Thanks be to God.
每次我讲到这一节圣经的时候
Every time I come to this verse
我会思想的但以理三个朋友
I will remember the three friends of Daniel.
尼布甲尼撒
Nebuchadnezzar.
伯沙沙
Belshazzar.
这些外邦的王
All these pagan kings.
要以色列的人一定要拜于偶像。
They wanted the Israel to pray to the idols.
尼布甲尼撒说
Nebuchadnezzar said,
先你拜这个金像。
Pray to the golden
idol. 撒巴拉米撒亚伯尼哥不肯跪拜。
But Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego refused to pray.
因为他们的腿已经向耶和华跪下了，怎么能再向偶像再跪下？
Because they have already knelt before the Lord God, they will not kneel before the idols.
虽然这是金像。
Although it was made of gold,
我不跪下来。
I am not going to kneel.
后来呢，他们三个人被丢在火窑里面。
The three of them were thrown into the furnace.
王说要让火窑的火加七倍。
The king said, made it seven times hotter.
因为他恨死这几个人。
He hated all these people.
连王的命令都不遵从。
They did not obey the commandments of the king.
七倍的火把你们烧死。
He wanted to kill them with seven times hotter fire.
结果烧死没有啊？
Did they
die? 有没有？没有。
No.
为什么？
Why?
因为你的偶像是可以用金融化的，我的信仰是火不能融化。
Because your idol can be melted by fire, but not my faith.
你看见了没有？
Can you see this?
基督徒的纯正的信仰，
the pure faith of a Christian.
经过考验以后，
after the trials,
就比能融化的、能坏的金子更显宝贵。
Will be more precious than gold that can be melted.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
那我把这六样讲了。
After I finish this,
信心胜负来的。
Faith comes from the Father.
信心圣子来的。
Come from the Son.
信心圣灵来的。
Comes from the Holy Spirit.
信心借着听道产生出来的。
Comes from hearing the word.
信心借着我们祷告求主继续加添给我们的。
Comes from the earnest prayer.
信心借着在考验中间受试炼而坚强起来的。
Comes from trials and suffering.
六样讲清楚了以后。
After these six reasons.
你说我现在明白了。
You say now I understand.
我现在看自己。
Now when I look at myself.
怎样看？
How do I judge myself?
照着我到底听多少道？
It will be based on how much I
listen. 我到底多少顺服？
Based on how much obedient I was.
多少渴慕信仰的增加？
How I earnestly want to increase my faith.
多少受试验？
How much trials I've gone through.
就知道我的信心到底多大。
From this I will know the size of my faith.
一个没有经过考验的。
A person who has not gone through difficulties.
信心一定是不够的。
Will not have enough faith.
一个没有经过考验的。
A person who has not gone through trials.
信心常常会动摇的。
The faith will be shaky.
所以上帝借着你听到顺从祈祷渴慕追求受考验使你的信心加添。
And so God will enable your faith to grow when you listen, when you ask for it, and when you are going through trials.
那你说唐牧师，你结论是什么呢？
What is the conclusion then, Dr. Tom?
靠个人领受信心的大小，看自己看得合乎中道，什么意思？
What does it mean then to judge ourselves in accordance to our faith?
每一个时期。
Every moment,
要用适当的眼光看自己到底。
We ought to judge ourselves in accordance to the right way.
这就是哥罗西第三章的意思。
This is what Colossians chapter 3
says. 个人到什么地步？
To the extent that we are,
就按照那个地步来行。
We base and move based on that extent.
不要好高骛远。
Do not over aim.
有一些人刚刚信主不久。
Some people just when they begin to
believe. 马上一天到晚批评。
Immediately they become critical of others.
你不应当如此。
Don't do this.
有的人刚刚修道不久。
Some people just learn something.
马上盼望在教会增大的位置。
Immediately one important position in the church.
有的人刚刚信主不久。
Some people when they just believe.
就盼望做这事做长老。
They want to be deacons or elders.
保罗说刚刚信主的人不可以做这事。
The apostle Paul says new believers cannot be a
deacon. 你说他在银行是做总经理啊。
You say wow he is the CEO in a bank.
银行是银行。
That's the bank.
教会是教会。
The church is different.
刚刚信主的不可以做这事。
Those who just believe cannot be a deacon.
为什么意思呢？
Why is that?
保罗讲这些话。
The apostle
Paul says, 每一个人看自己看的合乎中道，不要过于主张看。
That we ought not to overjudge ourselves.
这样我们每一个人在进步的中间呢。
And so in the process of growing,
就照着我们信心到什么地步，我们就做适当的工作。
Based on the faith we have, we do the right work.
那明天有更进步的时候。
And when we improve tomorrow,
上帝把更大的责任交给你。
When God gives you greater responsibility,
上帝给你更大的磨练。
When He gives you greater trials,
给你更大的信仰。
And give you, He will give you greater faith,
给你更多的能力。
Give you greater power,
有更多的能力以后。
After you have this power,
再让你受更大的苦难。
You will go through greater trial,
苦难加添信心以后。
When your faith increases,
更大责任给你。
There will be even greater responsibility.
这样你的进步是稳定的。
You will have steady growth.
所以我再说，
I will say this again.
你读罗马书十二章第三节。
Romans chapter 12 verse 3.
不要用死板的眼光解经。
Do not look at this with a narrow mind.
不要看自己，我本来信心小，我就是这样，我就不会长进，不是的。
Do not say that I just have little faith, so I won't need to grow.
唐从龙生出来的时候。
When Stephen Tong was born.
是一个连牙齿都没有的婴孩。
Well, he was a child without any teeth.
我刚刚几岁的时候。
When I was a few years old,
父亲死
my father died.
十多岁的时候
when I was my teen,
自卑感得不得了
I was so inferior.
到了十六七岁的时候
when I was 16 and 17,
读了许多政治哲学
I studied a lot of political science.
以后怎么样呢
After that,
我就轻看基督教
I looked down on Christianity.
但悔改得救以后呢
But when I repent and
我完全谦卑的主
I'm absolutely obedient to God.
开始为主工作
and I started to work for him.
我从来没有求上台讲
I never asked to preach.
我知道要传福音
I know I have to preach.
那么在哪里传呢
But where did I go?
在路边传
I preach on the side of the road.
在医院里面传。
In the hospital.
在学校门口传。
Before the school hall.
给人家围住，人家打我。
People surrounded me and wanted to beat me up.
我一面在苦难中，一面传。
But I keep preaching in the midst of the suffering.
我想可能被打死。
I thought maybe I would die.
因为他们回教徒。
Because they were Muslim.
我讲耶稣是救主。
I talk about Jesus as a savior.
但是就这样传。
But that's how I did it.
就这样做。
And that's how
一步一步做，一步一步做。
Step by step.
上帝赐福给我，使我信心越来越大。
And the Lord blessed me to increase my faith.
他们说上帝给你信心很大。
He said, "Oh, Dr. Tong, you have great faith in the first
place." 我告诉你不是的。
I said no.
我从前是很自卑感的。
In the past, I had a great sense of inferiority.
没有胆子的。
I'm not bold.
现在我胆子很大。
But now I'm very bold.
你叫总统坐下来，我也照样讲道。
Even if the president sits in front,
将军坐下来，我照样讲道。
All the general is here, I will preach.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为信心从小到大是一个进程。
I understand this as a process of growth.
是可以训练的。
You can be trained.
是可以长进。
You can grow in faith.
是可以从小到大的。
You can grow from a small faith to a great faith. Thanks be to God.
那我们到了什么程度？
To the extent that we are in,
按照什么程度行？
We ought to move based on that measure.
那个保罗怎么样的看待这个事情？
How would Paul treat this?
保罗说：“我一点不在最大的使徒下面。”
The apostle Paul says, "I'm not smaller than the greatest apostle."
是不是骄傲？
Is that arrogance?
我问你，我问你啊，你会不会回答？
Can you answer this?
保罗说。我一点不在最大的使徒下面。
I am not beneath the greatest apostle.
是不是骄傲？
Is this arrogance?
哇，你一定很谦卑，不敢答。
You are very humble and do not want to answer.
保罗有没有比别的使徒更小啊？
Is he smaller than other apostles?
有没有啊？没有。
No, he was not.
He is not lesser than any greatest apostle.
他不比其他的使徒更小。
他连彼得。他也不会输给他的。
He is not lesser than Peter.
所以他讲那句话不是骄傲，是把事实讲出来。
He was not arrogant. He was just stating the facts.
但是保罗在另外一个地方怎么讲的
？But in another place he said,
我在使徒中间是最小的。
He said, "I'm the smallest among the apostles."
Very schizophrenic.
好像有精神分裂症。
精神分裂，一下子我觉得你是我最小的。
On one hand he says the greatest, the other hand he's the smallest.
那保罗到底完全不完全的
？So was he a perfect person?
如果保罗不完全，谁完全的？
If he was not perfect, then who can be perfect?
拼死命传道。
He tried his best to preach.
走最远的地方。
He traveled widely.
吃最多的苦。
He suffered the greatest.
被人鞭打40下，每一次少一下。
He was whipped 40 times.
现在呢，亚洲还有鞭的，就是新加坡。
Singapore still have caning.
有没有？在吉隆坡有没有？还有哈、哦，鞭，平常鞭几下？啊，几下？
看你能够变多少？
有没有40下的？
没有，
从来没有40下的。
No.
但罗马人要40下的。
The Romans were paid 40 times.
但是呢，编到40，你忘记多编，那编人要被编。
If you whip more, you yourself will be whipped.
所以所有算到39就停了。
So they always stop minus
39，他就停了。
Stop at 39.
因为怕多编，自己要被编就麻烦了。
In case they whip more.
所以叫做40下减去一下。
So that's what he meant by 40 minus one.
两次。
你
编的要受训练的，你知道吗？
They have to be trained.
编不是啊，这样编的。他一边抽上来的时候
，When they whip,
一定要留疤的。
There must be a scar.
而且永远那个疤就在那。
And the scar will be there forever.
40下变成斑马了。
And so you become a zebra.
Zebra, 对不对呢？40下的一斑一斑一斑一斑。
40 scar.
40下减去39斑。
39.
两次78斑。
So twice will be 78 stripes.
这样可怜的。
So pathetic.
盗贼的危险，江河的危险，假使徒的危险，假先知的危险，
Dangerous、
假师傅的危险，
Force、
海盗的危险，
Pirates、
入地上的强盗的危险。
The robbers on land.
有谁比保罗更
？Who suffered more than the apostle Paul?
但保罗说什么呢
？But he said,
我不以为自己已经完全。
I do not think of myself as perfect.
我不以为自己已经得着。
I do not think I have attained.
所以他真正是我们的榜样。
So he truly is our example.
不看自己过于所当看。
He would not overestimate himself.
按程度来说
based on his standard,
最完全的。
He was already the best.
按他的灵性来说，
but by his spirituality,
不以为自己是完全。
He doesn't think of himself.
按努力来说，
by the work he's done,
他是传福音最多最殷勤的。
He worked the hardest among the apostles.
按灵性来说，
but by his spirituality,
我在罪人中间是一个罪魁。
He said, I'm the greatest among sinners.
保罗这样的人，
a person like Paul,
真是我们的榜样。
Truly can be our
当他达到最高峰的时候，
at his height,
还有看自己贵属当看。
He will treat himself as in the right way.
所以呢，哥罗西第三章里面，
Colossians chapter 3,
有一句 very paradoxical 的话。
There's a paradoxical verse.
他说什么呢？
He said,
我们中间所有的完全人，
those of us who are perfect,
都要存这样的心智。
Ought to have this heart.
我们中间的完全，他知道他是完全人。
He knew that he was one of
them. 我们这些完全人，
all of us perfect,
都要存这样的心智。
We need to have this heart.
什么心智呢？
What sort of heart?
不以为自己是完全。
Do not think of yourself as
不以为自己是得着的。
Or have attained.
乃是竭力追求。
But you strive.
在过程中间，
in the process,
一直进步，
and
一直进步，
one and by one.
这个得到上帝从高天呼召我来要得的奖赏。
You will receive the gold that God has given to us from heaven.
为什么呢？
Why?
以基督为我们的标杆。
That Jesus is to be our guidepost.
永远不放松。
And we will not let go.
永远不满足。
And we will not be satisfied.
这才是真正的谦卑。
This is true humility.
谦卑而不自卑。
Although you are humble, you don't feel inferior.
自尊而不自傲。
You have your dignity but not arrogant.
这个叫做看自己看得合乎中。
This is what it means to treat yourself in the right measure.
你明白了吗？
Do you understand this?
求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us all.
给我们一个自尊心。
That we will have a sense of self-confidence.
却不是骄傲。
But not arrogance.
给我们一个自卑。
That we will have humility.
却不是奴才相。
But not act like a slave.
给我们追求完全。
That we will seek after perfection.
感到自己不够完全。
But still feel we have not
给我们得做了神要我们得做的。
That we will attain what God has given to us.
不以为自己已经得做。
But not think of ourselves as
accomplished.
We are not lowest among the apostles. But still recognize ourselves to be smallest among them all. On the one hand, we preach to the sinners. On the other hand, we know we are righteous through faith. But still understand ourselves as the greatest of sinners. Such a self-confidence. Such a humility will come when we look at ourselves in accordance to the measure we have. May the Lord bless us all.
给我们做个这样的基督徒。
That we will be such a Christian.
我们站起来。
Let us stand up together.